Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May the 13th, 128th day of the new year. Joining us is Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. How are you doing?
Great. How about you?
What are you giggling about? Did I remember who you were?
You kind of stumbled on it. I was waiting to see,
what would happen?
What were you going to say?
Oh, okay.
Who am
okay.
I today?
Yeah.
According to Brian.
Yeah, nothing if not perfect.
Nice recovery.
Thank you very much. Our quote this morning is an anonymous source. Quote, if you set the right example, you won't need to worry about the rules. Yeah,
I like the quote, but anonymous sources, it's kind of leads to blogs and those anonymous things on there I don't exactly trust.
Well, so this is printed anonymous. At least.
I watch for anonymous sources, but it sounds good.
So what was your impression, Virginia, about what the Measure Z committee came up with?
I think I was amazed at the amount of work they put in, all the people that, they really sunk their teeth into it, and they, I think, tried to come up with resolutions that worked for a majority of the people and tried to be creative. They got down pretty quickly to what they thought was more public safety oriented. And from what I've seen that's being brought to us, it seems like they really did their best to pare down to what could be termed the essentials of providing some real needs in the community. So I think they did a great job. It'll be interesting when the board actually discusses it to hear, because other people will probably be in saying, ours didn't make the cut and we think it should because of this reason. But I think we need to give the committee a lot of credit for wading through a huge amount of material and a lot of passionate feelings. And so I think they've done a great job. Not exactly how I would have done it probably, but we have them to help sort through a lot of those dilemmas.
That's what the question was that I think a lot of folks have. The committee is impaneled, and now I'm not thinking of the Planning Commission. I'm thinking more of some of the finance committees that some of the cities have got. Recommendations are made. Information is processed to arrive at that. And then the electeds go sideways. Either it's not, their sacred ox is getting gored, or their buddy, or. And I would think for something like this, it's a 5-year process.
And you're not going to get it totally right the first
time around. You want to keep these guys on board for next year. You probably don't want to say, no, I don't think so, and here's what we're going to do because this is what I want. And just kind of go through the shadow game of give us a recommendation and then we'll choose whether or not we determine your interpretation is correct or not.
Well, and I think the board has an additional buy-in. Most of the committees have been created for a long time. And while we appoint people, there's a process already been there. This is one that the process started with a discussion about the item going to the vote and then what we're going to do. And so there's tremendous buy-in deciding how we were going to, have the committee function, what was the makeup. We put a lot of thought and effort, and I think for the most part, I have no complaints. I'm sure.
Well, you guys appointed everybody too, so you didn't inherit anybody.
No, and I think what we'll do, this year will pass, and then you refine the process and you make it better. You learn from. There are going to be some things that aren't perfect. I mean, there'll always be things that can be different, and I think it's a great.
And heaven knows everybody will tell you about those lacks of perfection.
Yeah.
But it does seem.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it does seem like it would be logical just to rubber stamp this first one. And, okay, guys, you were tasked. You came up with it. Thank you for your meetings. We'll implement. And then we'll see where we are next year. And we'll see what the numbers are.
And mid-year. And, I think there's an opportunity during mid-year to go, okay, is there additional funding that has – not been used? Is there a way to put monies towards something else that fits within the parameters? But I think it's a constant process of looking. And I also wanted to say some of the press releases have been kind of misleading, saying it's coming to the board on June 2nd, which is true. It's when it's like handed to us and presented. That's really not when all those final decisions are going to be made. So I just wanted some people to know because it's like they're hearing two different things, and just letting them know this is when we actually officially receive the information.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:19.
The best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning. I almost made it. That's okay. If you don't have a blunder once a week, then you're not perfect. This morning.
I said a blunder, but
a blunder. A blunder, yes. Not a blender,
a
blunder.
I think once a day is probably forgivable.
Thank you. Thank you so much. As you are considering some of the different choices that are out there, all the various committees, do they serve a purpose anymore?
We've actually recently gone through a process of disbanding a few of them. One in particular was one that, you know, you'd think, I understand why it was founded, and it was the Women's Committee on Women's Issues. And I have tried for 4 years to just get people to even take interest in signing up and being involved. And a small group of them were still existing, having meetings, but there was no meeting minutes. There was no official, you know, we started looking
at... No minutes, no committee.
So, well...
Isn't it...
Well, that's one of... And so that's one of the things that's like, you know, it's great that people are meeting and talk about things. The Status of Women Commission is what it was called. But we ended up disbanding that one because it wasn't meeting its original intent. I mean, obviously, it was founded a long time ago. Long time ago, I don't know, 25 years ago. So the original fierceness in the intent, you know, things have changed and progressed in different ways. And
so perhaps the founding reason isn't there anymore.
I think so, and that's not saying it's not that it's not important, but it doesn't need to be a standing committee that meets all the time that needs resources because it wasn't having that. We've had other committees, you know. I don't know, that I think there's others that we could still look at in that vein. We did try to go through, pared out a few that I'm not thinking, obviously, they weren't not. There's my blunder.
That's good. We didn't lose the meaning on that one. It wasn't the wrong time of the day, for example.
Yeah, no, it's just she doesn't know her English. But there's some more, you know, in the future. But most of the ones that we left have at least applicability. Even if it's for a limited time period, and those become ad hoc committees, you put an ending date on it.
Do all committee recommendations, are they just that, recommendations?
They're advisory. And
so there's no binding on any of it.
You know, Planning Commission, how do I say, theirs I see as more, has more standing than, say, certain other committees that they're just giving a recommendation of you should do this because it's a different process. But most of the time it could be, say, the Human Rights Commission sends us comments on suggestions. We do get reports from all the committees during the year, but they're not action items that we need to, you know, we certainly can follow up, but...
More bringing you up to speed?
Yeah, and they're more advisory in nature. And yes, we certainly listen, but we're not compelled to do, you know, the requested action.
Are there any, and I don't think that there are, but are there any state mandated committees that counties have to have? I know there's some offices that have to be elected through the state constitution, but are there any committees that you're required to have?
You know, the things that are coming to my mind are more, you know, in like the air district, you know, where there's some, you know, state statutes, LAFCO, you know, so, but those are not committees solely of our board. It's usually made up of all the governmental agencies. So I would think in our list of committees that's just within the parameters of the board, I can't think of any that are mandated. I think most of them are rose from needs of the community.
So they could all be advisory if a county wanted all their committees to be advisory, or they could be have a little bit more grist to their recommendations if they wanted to.
But it's also, you know, we ran into something recently where there were questions of Brown Act requirements for certain committees, even though there's only two, which normally doesn't get you into a Brown Act
doesn't
situation.
Trigger it, yeah.
There are ways where a committee of two can actually be interpreted to have implications if they're acting. I'm trying to think if they're acting as not just getting information, but if they're actually in a group and making a decision. We've had something come up recently. It's very technical, but it's made us look at our committee, how committees are structured, to make sure we don't run afoul of that.
Or I would imagine if some of the chairs aren't filled. So things kind of, you know, you may have a committee of seven, but you're down to four that might be there. And if two of them are, you know, you got...
Well, the quorum actually, yeah. the quorum, the number for the Brown Act is actually on the quorum of what should be there, not what actually shows up.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah.
So if you're on vacation and Ryan's not there?
Yeah,
You could have two talking and have majority outside because two isn't a quorum.
Right. The two is only, the quorum is like, you know, three. It's a very interesting concept.
Gives the legals something to do, huh?
There has to be some reason that there's all these rules. And I always find it really amazing that the state legislators don't have to deal with the Brown Act.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of things that those who pass the rules aren't necessarily held to the same standard with. Is that nice? I'm going to have to get that nice out of my system. I sense this.
it's a bad way to start the day.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. KINS News and Information time is 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning. KINS News and Information time is 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the Penn Air thing seems to be gaining momentum, disappearing from sight. I mean, the folks in Crescent City are embracing. There's been public presentations in Curry County about what this means and to get people flying out of Crescent City and not drive over to Medford and connections through Portland and all this cool stuff. What's the update that is here now, or are you at a spot?
Yeah. Actually, you know, today's the 13th. Yes, Del Norte, we've read a lot how theirs is moving forward, but we already knew
September
that.
1, yeah.
Yeah, we already knew that. And it's exciting, actually, that it's going to be on the schedule, and you can purchase the tickets in mid-May because, you know, that actually will be helpful to us at this point. But
it's an easier drive.
Yeah. You know, I think more exciting, you know, and we're, you know, we don't, how do I say it? We are waiting announcements just as much as everybody else. In mid-May, there's, this is almost mid-May. I was looking at the calendar going, well, that's about as mid as you get. But announcement of what are the locations that they're planning to have on their service route in this general area. They're looking to add like four others besides Crescent City, and there is one that they will be adding at the same time. So, you know, if we are fortunate to be added in the loop in any of those, it'd be great, you know, to get the first one. The exciting time is, you know, yet to come.
Is the airport ready for it?
Yeah, actually, we've have. I mean, our upgrades are in there. The facilities are in there. We've got some other, there's some other things going on that are looking really promising. And
the structure
hopeful.
Itself, because, you know, the county has spent a ton.
Oh, yeah, it's
on the remodels over the last couple of years, and we've got all these empty slots now.
Well,
it'd be really cool if that hit the condition and nobody has to have anything remodeled and it's just occupied.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of opportunities. There's always, you know, it's hard to say when someone is coming in and they're wanting to bring service to your community. There's generally some things that they need that maybe you don't have, but I think we're set up.
Are they doable?
Yeah, depending if they ask for the moon, there's certain things that aren't doable, but. You know, it's really imperative. I think, you know, we're at a turning point. We have opportunities that if we can move forward on them, I think we're in good shape. But as we've seen with the aviation budget, we also know that it's a critical time. And, you know, it's all dependent on being able to service an airline that comes in, but we need the airline to be able to provide the funding to do the service. You know, it's
how many people fly out of here?
Oh gosh,
ish.
You know, right now there. I wish I had the number. The number 45,000. We actually had obviously more employments, but there were 45,000 that were going to LA. So that number, we were having a discussion yesterday about at the time. So there's that potential, and I probably should have the numbers. I have so many numbers.
No, it's just kind of curious, you know, and I'm sure that folks know whatever the percentage is, those that need to know what percentage of Humboldt County flies out of Humboldt County. Okay, fine. But there's an opportunity there, but there's a lot of investment. You know, when the discussions were starting to surface a couple weeks ago about the shortfall in this coming budget year, you know, 350, 500,000, whatever it might end up actually being, because the Coasties are doing their thing independent now, and the lack of service and the lack of ridership, yeah, you know, it kind of almost starts to beg the question, do we warrant an airport?
Well, and when I said a few minutes ago, we're in this is a critical point. If certain opportunities that are, you know, on the horizon. You like that?
Oh, good pun. Okay.
Yeah, on the horizon.
Yes, yes.
Take flight.
In a united kind of way.
Yeah. And if we're able to land them, okay, this is.
Yeah, it's getting tacky now.
This has been pun, but I think we'll move on. Anyway, I think we have the opportunity to, you know, recoup those losses and you start making the gains. If we don't bring in that additional service, we do have to look at, you know, whether maybe it's not that, you know, the airport goes away, but maybe there is a different way to manage it. You know, there's been discussion of, you know, whether it's called in the airport district that some places do. Is it better, you know, able to be run in a different department at the county? I mean, there are things you can look at. I don't think we want to say we don't want air service. I think that would be, I mean, Del Norte has air service. They have air service that's mandated, you know, so we don't want to see ourselves in that position, but we may have to decide what is it that we want. Maybe it is scale back everything else, live within the means. But
a refreshing statement to be heard from a politician, particularly in light of what's going on with other jurisdictions in the neighborhood. Live within your means.
Well, we're
can we quote you on that one?
Put it under anonymous source.
Yeah. I see. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon. Gee, you know, it's a colorful blouse. Yeah, that's two. Yeah, I was
on. But that doesn't make your mouth.
No, but it's like a lobotomy. It's that bright.
You can see me.
Yes, this morning I can see you, even in the fog. The county structure, the financial stuff, the overall of what's going on, what isn't going on. Do you feel, how would you grade it?
On which factor?
Financial health of the county overall, not just government, county overall.
Boy, there are so many different segments. I think we're doing better in many ways than we were a few years ago. We're not having the recovery that the rest of California is having. And for people whose businesses have closed, they don't feel like we're doing any better, and people who lost their jobs. So I'm sitting there going, I'm sure there's some financial index, but I see some things being built. You know, you see Redmond Marine building their whole big new facility. You know, I have to believe that that's a good sign when you start seeing that. Schaefer's, you know, going, I go by that one twice a day, and so I'm thinking that there is reason to, you know, be hopeful, but then at the same time, we know others have been closing, and it's like, boy, you know.
That's what I'm wondering, is it a reallocation? And you guys have access through the economic development gang, information that the rest of us probably don't have, or they should have access to it, even that stuff that we don't have, to see the total for the niches. We used to call them clusters, but I know you can get narrower than that because you've got the tax ID reporting figures. So, for example, let's use our building supply. Okay, an expansion there, but is the market expanding or is that market share just shifting?
Right. And I'm not sure if that data is actually quantified and put somewhere to see. I mean, you're right, there's information about clusters, but you know, and when you're talking retail, I mean, not everything fits in the clusters either. And I
right, but that but everybody has their tax number because that's yeah, a, that's all part of it. So I know that that number's available, but wouldn't the folks responsible for tracking and attracting and developing the economy in the county, or at least helping assist, wouldn't that be privileged? Because I know that the cities have got. They know who's what with tax revenues.
You know, one of the things that I think needs to be looked at, and some of us have been talking about it, is more of a holistic approach to the economic development for the entire county, not the county entity known as the county government. But we have all these different communities that do, they're doing their economic development. You've got other entities, and we've been having some conversations like, is there a better way to do it that actually does provide the more holistic approach where you can take the good from all these others but make it, you know, be more representative of the county as a whole?
So not a jurisdiction, but a geographic area.
How is the county doing? When you say the county, you mean our area where we live, not necessarily.
Well, I heard that there was a comment made a couple weeks ago that was, we're doing better, and it was more towards a specific segment of the population. It's like, well, wait a minute, how do we define better? What are we looking at? What's our base reference? How can the word better, which means nothing, because it's just a
compared to what?
It's not specific at all. So it's so broad that it doesn't have any viability for most of it. Better, huh? What are the numbers? Don't give me better. Give me the show me, document. What right. better means.
Well,
whether it's an economic area or another sector doesn't matter, but that's kind of how everything's always been, is fuzzy rounded corners.
Well, and you know, going back to, do we actually really know, when you take everything combined, what is doing better? I think we all look from different entities, look from different lenses. And I'm not sure if there's, if we found the best way yet to really encapsulate and get all the information that surrounds us.
What's better, so to speak?
What's better, yeah.
Well, I know better will be tomorrow because I'm not going to say afternoon. I know better is going to be interesting because I'm not going to be blinded by the light in the morning.
Well, better will be better because I'm not here? Yeah. Is that what you're trying to
saying,
tell me?
It'll be more sedate tomorrow. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Thanks for coming by.
Fine.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug some love. See you then.